League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Countdown to tip-off is on. The madness is set to begin. We've already got our action in, but I think I'm going to bet some more. All right, we got a lot of stuff to break down. Donnie, I hate real baseball. Right side will step up and in and join us a little bit later on. Donnie DH, we should call him. Like I said, I think that's good. I used to call him Donnie Baseball. It was misguided. No, Donnie, I hate real baseball. Right side will step up and in and join us. And we do have some baseball news to get to, actually, Cam, that kind of flying under the radar, but I've got eyes like a hawk. And I noticed, so Aaron Judge today was asked if he was vaccinated. And Aaron Judge said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Because, you know, Cam, it's only been 2 years. 2 years to the day. Yesterday was 2 years that the pandemic hit. People have short memories, right? But it's actually 2 years to the day that everything got shut down, Cam. And here we are 2 years later. Well, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. A lot of things can happen. We'll see what happens. A lot of things can happen. Like, yeah, you know what can happen? Like, number one, great news for the Toronto Blue Jays. Aaron Judge won't be allowed to play 9 games in Toronto. Boom. Right there.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, as of right now, will not be able to play home games in Yankee Stadium.
He can't play. Exactly. Like, don't get back.
Like, Aaron, are you that stupid? I know you look like a big dumb jock, but are you that stupid that you don't read the papers in New York? You ever heard of Kyrie Irving? Did you think that, well, I'm outdoors. I'm on the Yankees. It'll be different. I'm Aaron Judge. No, it's not. It's not different. Yep. Like, can you believe this, Cam? After all this, after, like, you're in New York, after everything with Kyrie Irving, you guys are on a lockout, and you come back. And by the way, I'm not vaxxed.
Yep. Great.
And he's sort of smiling about it, like, well, you know, a lot of things can happen between now and then. I don't know. It's been 2 years, bro. And, like, you know, so what? I think he thinks he's Aaron Judge, and the Yankees are so powerful that the mayor is going to, like, bend over, Ken. The mayor just fired 1,400 workers, Cam, for not getting vaxxed. You can't fire 1,400 firemen, cops, and city workers and then turn around and say, all right, Aaron Judge, you can play. Like, the rules are the rules. Like, he set in. Like, it's not happening, Judge. I like it. Take the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, Blue Jays. Give me some Blue Jay summer singing, Cam. Okay. Blue Jays. Okay. Let's Blue Jays. Play.
Play.
Oh, but give us the song. Give us the song.
Oh, wait. All right.
We got a bat.
We got a diamond. We got 9 men. Got a hat. A bat. That's not all. We got the bleachers. We got them from spring till fall. Got a dog. A drink. The umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Okay. Okay. Blue Jays. Blue Jays. Let's play.
Play. Ball. Ball. Great fight song. Bravo. Great fight song. Great fight song. And I'll tell you what right now.
From childhood, Gabe, I got the little record, the Blue Jays song on vinyl.
So we got a diamond. We got a hat.
Yeah, it goes.
I don't know the song. All I know is the okay.
You know
they never do
Blue
the
Jays
whole song at the game, Cam.
They never do. Okay, bring it back.
Blue Jays, let's play ball. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. Countdown to tip-off is on. Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Islanders. Ooh. The Islanders taking on the Tigers. All right, so Texas Southern Tigers. Cam, the Texas Southern, if the name sounds familiar to everybody, it should be. They're Tuesday night staples, Cam, these guys. They've played in this game 6 of the last 8 years.
Exactly.
Like, they're basically, like, they are, this is what they do. They win in their conference. They've won their conference 6 of the last 8 years. And, but what I like, Cam, they've won the last 2 years. They've been in the NCAA tournament, the play-in game. They've got experience. The coaches won, right? Like, they expect to win these things. This is their thing, right? Yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to win the play-in game, and then we're going to lose, right?
Like, that's what happens. Like, yeah, that's about
yeah, right. Like, that's the expectation. And, yes. You know, I already got my bet in here, Cam. I'm thinking about going on a little, might put a little bit more just to get this party started. But this is sort of, Cam, isn't it? This is like the, it's like the first bowl game of many. It's just the first bowl game. Yeah, like, you're it's, right. And this is, you know, this is like the St. Petersburg Tampa Bowl type thing. Like, we're just getting
Frisco
started.
Frisco Bowl?
Like,
no logo?
Yes. No, they've got a nice logo on the court tonight in Dayton.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's tomorrow. Yeah. You know where Wright State is located, huh?
Dayton, Ohio. Yeah,
it's a home game, essentially. They're playing on the Flyers' home court, but it's a home game for Wright State, essentially.
Fantastic.
That's
I like
tomorrow
it that
night.
Way.
That's tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm ready.
All right, so a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, but we got to get the picks. But just for the record, the Atlanta Falcons are now in on Deshaun Watson. It's down to four teams, and it's getting serious. Looks like the Seahawks are not in right now.
They're not yet.
As far as like the – we all knew the Panthers are hell-bent on this, right? So the Panthers are at the front of the list. They're still the – guys – three of the four teams that are talking with Deshaun Watson are in the same division. No wonder Tom Brady came back. He sees it's a crap show. He's like, Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. They are like the finalists now with the Cleveland Browns. Baker is done. Baker is burnt. Like, he's done.
If Deshaun Watson
he's...
goes to Cleveland, I think they can win the Super Bowl.
We better get in on it now because he's literally meeting with the Browns as we speak right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Game time decisions. Countdown to tip-off is on. The theme of the week and the theme of everything. Somebody sent me a funny Rick and Morty clip, actually. I've got the shoes, but I've never even seen the show. But it looks like a funny show, actually, about people not listening. And it's the best is, Cam. See people in the chat saying, I think Morency's on Texas Southern, but he never really said. I've said it like 10 times. I said it yesterday. I'm already on Texas Southern.
You said you're on Texas Southern probably about 13 or 14 times in the last two shows. We're not even done the first step.
Thank you. You even know, right? He's like, yeah, Morency's on Texas Southern.
I might be a little bit whatever sometimes, Morency, but yeah, you know, the Whisper 2000.
Just look in the chat. Is he on Texas Southern? Question mark.
It's like, yes. You like Texas Southern. Yes. Listen.
I think we need to start, like, I think we need closed captioning on our screen for people or, like,
that's
big letters.
That's actually a great idea.
That wouldn't even help them. I don't think they can read. They can't read. Not well. All right, let's bring in, Donnie, I Hate Real Baseball, right side to the program.
Hey, by the way, come to the chat box's defense out here. There are two Texas teams playing tonight, Gabe, so maybe they're confused by that, too.
No, you're Southern, right. Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Texas Southern could be, if you have a low IQ, it could be confusing. I understand.
Yeah.
So, it's very different, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Texas Southern. No, but I hear you saying.
Yes.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the game, Donnie?
That game, I was telling Kevin this morning, I'm very excited, guys, for this game to, like, the brackets get underway. And 5 minutes in, I'm out on this game. I'm out. I'm just worried about the real game that'll be played a little bit later tonight.
It was another game? But this is the game of the night. This is, you talking? this is the game of the night. Yep. There's actually a bunch of NIT and other stuff going on.
Yeah, I know.
Tonight too,
even. No, I was like, actually snapping the NIT tonight, Marantz. You know, I that's what I did between updates. I'm like, I'm all over. I might make a few plays in the NIT tonight.
I got some late NIT plays. I got some late plays. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Texas Southern, Donnie, you're going to pass. I got a pick on it just for the record. We'll break it down more after once again. But I'll throw it out here right now, actually. Yeah, we're on Texas Southern. They're up to 3.5. I told you guys immediately on Sunday night it was going to go up. I told you guys yesterday, as Cam alluded, I've been talking about this game a lot. Texas Southern are the better basketball team here. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, they only won 7-7. In conference play. They're not a great team. They're kind of lucky to be here right now. Meanwhile, you look at Texas Southern. They've won their conference tournament 6 of the last 8 years, guys. They have a better offense as well, and their defense is good. Like Corpus Christi, they play good defense in a bad conference, but they can't really score. They're just going to get worn out by Texas Southern, who, by the way, won this game last year, Donnie and Ken. They were in this spot last year. They won the game.
Yep.
The last time, 2 years ago, there wasn't a tournament, et cetera. The last two times they've been in this spot, they've won the game in this role. They've been here 6 of the last 8 years. It's an experienced coach, experienced program. They're used to this trip to Dayton. I just think it's too much for the first-year coach here in Corpus Christi, Cam, and Steve Lutz, former Purdue coach. They're going down. Texas Southern, the winningest HBCU program in basketball history, Cam. Adds another win to the docket tonight.
See, that's the thing. See, Donnie, Gabe doesn't care. Wyoming, Indiana, it's not. No. I told you. We're going to go to Cleveland State, bet Texas Southern games. That's just the way it is. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, we're the band that, like, literally 10 people are at the show. But, yeah, they're into it. They love it. No stadium show. Local
bar. Like, me and Cam are going to the Rock Festival. We're there supporting the opening band, the first one.
Yeah, the opening.
When the gates open.
The roadies. Exactly, Ty. The gates open. Yep. We're there.
You're playing before the gates open. Yes.
That roadie can really riff. Good work.
That's a good way of putting it. We're there when the gates open. Let's bet. Let's go. All right. So what about this next game? Because I kept waiting for the number to fall, Dottie. I kept hoping it was going to fall. I want to take Indiana here, but I thought, all right, maybe everyone was going to jump in Wyoming. I haven't heard one person say they like Indiana in this game, yet the number hasn't moved all week, Donnie.
Yeah, no, and I'm surprised by that, too, because usually when you have those blue blood type programs, right, you see a low number opening game, like, hey, I got to get on Indiana. They're in the Big Ten. I understand that conference. But when you look at Wyoming, I do think they match up very well. But also, you know, from a perspective where, you know me, I love team totals typically to the over. I love totals typically to the over. But once we get to tournament play, both teams on neutral sites, I still like unders. Like in that first basketball game, we lean to the under. I would do the same thing with Indiana and Wyoming. Two decent defenses out here, two okay offenses, but I just see those tight rims in Dayton. I'm going under in this game tonight.
Wow. Pulling the trigger on a pretty low total here. Pretty low total. The way I look at it, I'll throw it to you, Cam, here, is that we discussed this earlier. You look at Wyoming, and, you know, I guess, listen, not too bad. 8-5 on the road. We'll give them a little bit of credit for that. 3-2 on neutral courts, but 14-1 at home. I just think, Cam, that Wyoming, and it's another reason why I'm not a big believer in Colorado State going into Indianapolis, you're taking these teams out of their element. I think that's what's so big. They rack up their wins in the altitude, in these tough travel spots. And they're good teams, but you see, like, they don't even fare as well in Vegas when they go to Vegas in the conference tournament camp. I told people coming in, you were right about it too, and I agree. Boise State are different. They're a little bit different. They're just sort of, because these other teams too rely on the three ball too much as well. So if the three ball isn't falling for them, they're kind of screwed. Excellent. Boise don't. Yep. Boise can pound in the paint. They'll fight with you and stuff. Boise will grind out a game. Colorado State, especially Wyoming, dude, they're a bunch of tall dudes. Are going to start setting up threes. And if they don't fall, they're in trouble. I like Indiana here. I just don't like the forecam.
So do I. You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say. When you're betting on Wyoming, it's going to be pretty simple. They hit their threes. We're toast in this game. They're going to beat Indiana, and they're going to win outright. But I don't think they are. Donnie talked about the tight rims in Dayton, and I think this is a team that is going to come out absolutely cold. That's the thing. There might be live betting opportunities and find middles. This is the best thing about this tournament, Gabe. Have we been doing, like, with teams trailing in the NBA? Like, we talk about the Knicks with their leads, and then they blow it. Like, this is the thing that we can do. We can get both sides of a game. But I agree. I like Indiana in this spot. I like the Blue Blood program. I think they played very well in their conference tournament. Man, they grinded. This is the thing. They should take care of business tonight. The problem, you said it, Wyoming, hit and miss. They hit their threes. They're going to win this game. They don't. Indiana's going to roll. I like Indiana.
Parlay, Texas Southern money line, Indiana money line, plus 138.
I like plus 20.
I'd like more. I'd like more.
I need more, too. Now, that's basically like
that sounds like a plus 200. That sounds like a plus 185.
Yeah, we need a little more.
Yeah, come on. Like, what do you do? Yeah. You gave me a strip loin. I want a bigger chunk of meat. Odds that's boosted. Not big enough for me. Yeah, I agree.
Odds boost. Give us a boost.
Yeah, exactly.
Booster more. Shot. Aaron, judge me.
More. There we go.
You know what I mean, Donnie? Like, it's not like these are two locks for plus 138. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you gotta give me like I need plus 187.
Throw a little 50-cent bump on there. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, Donnie.
Yeah. 50 cents. Come on.
Nice and sweet. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. That's a little light. All right, Donnie. What do you think? We're coming up and against the break here, but so what do you do? You're gonna bet the under of the Indiana game?
I like the under in the Indiana game. I think it makes the most sense on that one. And by the way, you brought up a very good point here. Teams that live and die by the three, if they make them, as Cam said, you're toast. But if they don't, but also Indiana, 308th in the country at volume from three-point range, which means you're right. They don't rely on it. So if they're pounding in the paint and they're doing their job, they should have a pathway to victory here if those three balls aren't falling for Wyoming. It's a good point you guys bring up.
Yeah, it's like defense travels, Donnie.
Yes, correct.
Interior play travels. It's like, you know what I mean? Yep. No, it's work. No, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we were off. It's like, no, we pound the ball inside and dunk it. Like, pretty simple. It's going to be a fun game. All right, what are you looking at, Donnie? What do you think of the games tomorrow? What are the games that caught your eye the most that you pulled the trigger on already?
Yeah, I like Virginia Tech. I think Virginia Tech's a pretty good one. By the way, tonight in the NIT there, Belmont-Vanderbilt is a little bit later, or actually 7 o'clock start. I actually like the over in that game. Now, usually we talk about motivation factors and heading into that. Both of these teams from Nashville, they're going to get after it tonight. I think they go up and down the
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Court.
It's a great point you bring up, and I'm glad you did, Donnie. I was thinking about it with the NIT last night, actually. Sort of, Cam, like we talked about with that hockey game last night, Ottawa and Phoenix, like I said.
Yeah.
If you're a coach, bro, there's no more, hey, what the hell are you doing? Don't pinch. It's like there's 3 weeks left. Our team sucks. You're in the NIT now. You can't be a jerk with the kids. They're disappointed not in a real tournament. It's like, guys, have fun. Have fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I'm Morenci. We're like, NIT, man. We got the NCAA tournament coming up, but now all these NIT games, I'm looking at them like, oh, yeah. I looked at that last night, and I forgot about that.
Good game.
So I agree, Donnie. Vanderbilt, Belmont, track meet. As I was saying when we went into the break, guys, if you're a coach right now, you're at the time of the year. These kids are playing for free, man, all right? Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not happy they're not in the NCAA tournament. This isn't like yelling at them on the team bus on the way to the arena, Cam. Hey, Cam, tonight you better get back on D tonight, hey, Cam? Like, you know what I mean?
No, like,
Are in the, this is like easy. Hey, guys, we're going to Taco Bell before the game, right? And, you know, it's like, let's have fun. It's a tournament. Let's have fun with this thing. There's some teams it'll be a little tight when they get later on in it. But so I'm just saying it leads to free-flowing basketball, guys. Every kid has the green light. You're out there. It's a funner. It's not the same pressure as an NCAA game, the NIT early in here.
Like a ball
game. So I think Vanderbilt are good. If they just hung with Kentucky, they're going to beat Belmont. I think Vanderbilt will be stoked. I think Vanderbilt are the type of team that are going to want to win the NIT. I like Vanderbilt. I like that game to go over. And I was just thinking, Cam, a team that would be really disappointed that they're not in the tournament, bro, and it came freaking close, VCU, bro. If you're on VCU, What a quick turnaround, Cam. You just watched Selection Sunday and you're out. You got bounced over the weekend. Now, oh yeah, we were playing Princeton tonight. Princeton are going to show up. They're just going to do their thing. Pick and roll, backdoor cut, three. Pick and roll, backdoor cut, three ball. Right? Kids on Princeton never thought they were winning the national championship. They never thought they were going to the tournament. Their dream isn't busted. It's not a game for them tonight. I think Princeton plus 7.5 against VCU are to play.
And we've been betting for a long time. And let me tell you about the NIT and CIT. And Gabe, you and Donnie know this. Dogs don't just like cover. They win by like 22 and stuff. Some teams are so emotionally drained. Like once they get down in the game, there's a lot of tapping out going on.
Oh, not to mention no fans show up either for home teams sometimes, right? That's another thing. People are like, oh, it's not the team. Yeah, fans don't even go. They don't care. They're watching the tennis games.
Student body doesn't even know the game's going on half the time.
No, exactly, Donnie. The gym's empty.
Unless you're like a hardcore guy, like no one cares. Like no one's even knowing. Like the campus bookie's looking for action. Like I'm telling you, no, it's true. Like anyway, you guys know and I know as well. Like some of these games, I've seen these teams like and
bookies and scalpers outside the arena.
Yeah,
tickets. Anyone need a bet? Ticket.
Yeah, for a toonie box of KFC, I'll give you some tickets.
It ain't no Duke game tonight. They ain't going for $20,000. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. So no, it's going to be really interesting to see like the flow of these games, but Donnie, you guys are right. Like there's some great games tonight, like the Southern Missouri, like Oklahoma, that's a good game. There's some real, like I look at the NIT quality of game tonight and it's very strong. Like what, Colorado St. Bonaventure? That's a good game. That's a very good game.
That's a tough spot for St. Bonnie to go all the way to Colorado.
Really is.
The way St. Bonaventure lost against St. Louis with the four straight missed free throws, and then you got to play Colorado? Like,
that's a trip and a half. And then you're in altitude? I love the Buffs tonight.
Usually we go against the Buffs in that spot, but we had St. Bonaventure. I mean, before the season, this was one of those teams, those mid-majors, that you thought was going to do damage and make the tournament. What a disappointing season. So they can't be all that excited saying, hey, we expected to make – they all came back this year to make the tournament, didn't make it, now go to Colorado. Yeah, it's not a good look.
No, man, I'm getting fired up for some knitting. Let's get to knit.
Knit me a scarf. Yep, love knitting.
Hopefully that scarf doesn't choke us, Cam, later.
Yeah, that's a good point. It better be loose.
It's too tight.
On the
too
double tight. Down.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think, Donnie, of that Vermont-Arkansas stuff? The two games, I want to get to tonight's NBA next, but two games.
Yeah.
I'll ask you a couple of things. Who do you have winning the championship, Final Four? We'll get the odds up and stuff like that. But couple of games that I find interesting. The Providence line against South Dakota State is crazy, isn't it? You have the Big East regular season champs, 2-point favorites against the Summit League conference champions.
Yeah, be careful.
That's crazy. And what about Vermont? Are you one of these people that are buying into the Ben and Jerry's in Vermont against Arkansas?
The interesting part about this one is here. This is one of those teams, like, because with the COVID season, you have all seniors on Vermont with two of those guys being fifth-year seniors. So if you want to talk about a team that's very efficient and knows how to play together, that's the
They're
team.
They're older than
it.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Exactly. They're grown really men. Are. Yeah, they are grown men out there playing basketball.
No, they are. No, Cam, I swear to God, buddy. I threw that out there, but I saw a clip
during
the other
graduate
day.
School
I was watching
already.
A college game. During the tournament, and they showed the average age. It was 23. They were older than the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The college team was older than the Houston Rockets were, Ken. They were like, the average age on this college team is 23.1. Average age
usually
on
it's
Rockets,
BYU.
20.
Not Vermont. BYU.
Yeah.
Going to when Mission. Cliff Kingsbury. Have a couple kids get married, play at 30. Yeah, BYU. So
exactly.
Yeah, I remember Chris Wenke at Florida State. He really was 30.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the best.
Yeah,
that was the best. He said he used to double date with the moms. He said, yeah. He goes,
exactly.
The guys, the daughter, I go out
with
mom.
The moms. Exactly.
Sometimes both.
Yeah, sometimes
both. Yeah, Wenke had it going on there.
Uh-huh. He did. The king of Tallahassee.
Cliff Kingsbury, though, that's what I was going to say. Kingsbury said the same thing. We're like, oh. Yeah, Kingsbury's too young to coach in the NFL. How's he to command a group, a room full of men? And Kingsbury said, average age of the Cardinals, 24. Average age of Texas Tech, 23. It was basically like, people don't realize that, like, a lot of these teams are young, right? Like, especially in the NBA. Like, there's teams. Look at the Pistons, Cam. Yeah. You know, the Pistons Conrad have a bunch of young. The Orlando Magic are the ones. Like, these guys are getting ID'd.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, every one of them is like basically, how old are you? 20, 21? You're like, they're all right around like just drinking age, only the Magic.
Did you guys see the schedule too? They have like one NBA game, the start of the tournament. Orlando versus Detroit. Thanks, guys. Like, every other team gets off except for Orlando and Detroit.
What, on Thursday night?
Somebody's got to keep the lights on there, Cam.
There's like one NBA game. It's like Orlando versus Detroit.
You guys go play. That's too good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, come on, Kamish. Really? Thanks.
You got, all right, Donnie. So who do you have cutting down the Nats Final Four? What's your picks?
Ooh. I haven't finalized who it is. I mean, it's easy to just say Gonzaga's out there and they're going to cut down the Nets. But I got to tell you, if Arizona is right, they have certainly a legitimate shot at doing that. My long shot of the tournament, not to say they can win it, but I do think they can win a few games here, is Virginia Tech. And actually, if they do cut down the Nets, it's a 170-1 price. And they have hell on wheels to try to get to at least the Final Four. But that's a team coming in hot, won the ACC, and can really make the three ball. Now, we just talked about, right, shooting the three-point shot and saying, hey, maybe you live and die by it. Well, when you have a 170 price, I'm going to live by that. Where if they make volume from three-point range, they'll be in it. And that's what I need in a big ticket. I got to get lucky with it.
That's a nice price right there. That's a nice price. I like the Hokies against the Longhorns. You know, Donnie brought it up. So the 11-6 seed guys, the last 10 years, the 6 seed is 23-21 against the 11s. So the 6 seed loses. The 11 seed wins. But the odds makers are on to this. Look, Michigan's an 11 seed. They're favored over the 6 seed.
Yep.
Texas are a 6 seed. What's the spread now? One?
One.
Right, that game?
Yeah.
The other one is LSU and Iowa State. The Iowa State Cyclone team that nobody thinks they should be in the tournament. So, in other words, they're going to win.
They're going to win.
Yes, yeah, like UCLA.
Remember, everybody, the old hot tub time machine. The Pac-12 blows. Thanks. Yeah, watch these guys roll.
That's the thing with Oregon discount teams now, Cam. You're exactly right. How many people last year before the tournament said Oregon State were going to the Elite Eight? Nobody.
Not one person.
Right? UCLA were in the play-in game. Then they were one miracle.
People were furious UCLA got in.
Yeah, exactly.
They got in.
Whatever team people are railing on, we will take Iowa State. Exactly.
Iowa State Cyclones. You know, and another thing is, too, only two teams in the history of the tournament ever gotten into the tournament before having a conference record of 4 games under 500. They both won both games. They both advanced, like, when that happened. It's like, and another thing is, too, with Michigan. Guys, Michigan are the first team that are 3 games under 500, 3 games over 500 on the season to make the tournament in over 20 years. Georgia in, like, 2001.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is. Like, they were 17-14. And then not only do they not play in the play-in game, they end up getting the 11 seed. But people talk about the 11 seed. The 11 seed, guys, is the last seed that the big conferences can get. They got to stiff it. They got to put all the other, like, stiffs in there after that. Like, they got to find room for everybody else. They're not going to make – they don't put these teams as, like, a 15 seed.
They shouldn't be.
Yes. 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 I know you take offense to your Wright State Raiders being in a play-in game, right?
I do. They were in their conference in a play-in game against Bryant. Like, give me a break.
Thing is, too, like, you guys are really pissing on the Horizon League. It's not that bad. You know what I mean? That's yeah, you guys are just that bad that you're in there with Corpus Christi.
There's in strength of conference, there's worse conferences in the Horizon League. You're right, Murat. People took a dump on these guys. But anyway, I digress.
They got to win. All right, NBA tonight, Donnie. What are you looking at?
I got a couple prop bets here. The one I actually like the best, it seems like it's a little bit too low here. DeAndre Ayton, over 16.5 points, minus 115. I think you can get the 17 points. And also, Wendell Carter Jr., over 16.5 points as well, minus 116. In that game, hey, if it's blowout proof, as I like to say, maybe the Orlando Magic getting blown out, so those young kids will still play, as we just talked about. But those two I like. Both of those guys to get over 17 points, I think it happens tonight.
Magic have been covering some numbers.
Yeah, Magic almost beat the Sixers the other night. Sure,
Magic have been covering some numbers, getting Brooklyn tonight. So Kyrie is able to play. So we got 30 seconds here, Donnie. I don't know if you saw me my tweeting about this, but you see Aaron Judge? Does it appear like he's vaxxed?
And, this is going crazy, man. New York, it is.
Yeah, and they're not going to change the
rules. Mets and Yankees.
They fired 1,400 cops, firemen, and
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Like nurses and stuff. Like they're not, you can't turn around after and say, right. Oh, okay, fine. He just fired people. Like for real. I don't know why athletes are deemed city workers. That's what I don't understand.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, man, I'm in a perpetual constant state of looking for things and charging computers like 24 hours a day. I'm like, yeah, I don't know where that is. So it's Cam. It starts off with little things. I know you're the same. So it's like, I was raging the other day, man. I had money on a bunch of games and I was stuck on one game. I couldn't find the remote control, but it wasn't where it should be. So I was like, I don't know, man. And I was missing the end of another game. And I was raging. Then the other day, a couple of days ago, I couldn't find my pants. Like, I woke up.
I know.
I'm walking around. I'm like, come on, man. You live alone. Your place isn't even that big. Like, where can they be? You said in a bizarre world, they were in the bathtub, but with the shower curtain was closed.
Yeah, whatever.
I was just like, yeah,
I told
whatever.
You. Sorry. I found my converter in the fridge.
Now
and
I'm
freezer.
Losing computers. Like, you found your converter in the freezer.
Yeah, I sometimes go for food and I put it down. I'm like, wow, there's milk and then there's like a converter there. Oh, there's the converter. Like I do.
That's the best.
Too,
you
man.
Put the converter in the freezer.
Oh yeah, I'm putting weird things in the freezer.
So now the objects are getting bigger though, Kim. I couldn't find a computer now. I'm like, all right, where's that computer?
Well, I will say this. I've worked with you before. You got to keep it plugged in. Like you got to have one outlet for constant charging. Like just
it overheats.
Yeah, he does overheat a bit. Yeah, he just it's like a car. He's got to take it out for a little drive, you know. Yeah,
this game's starting now, isn't it?
So we're on
Texas Southern. Texas Southern. We got Texas Southern on the money line, and I like the. It just started right now. We're 20 seconds in. I like the under actually. I think the under. I'm going to jump in on the under right now. I think the total will come down, Kevin, and we can middle it probably. It'll go back up after. I think they'll start off slow, these teams.
I hope so.
They're not exactly the Golden State Warriors and the Raptors. No, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Texas Southern. I think we can find a middling point, too. No, I agree. And the thing about this tournament, and guys, the listeners, like, we're going to have a lot of opportunities. Gabe, you've seen this movie before, and we've seen it in these games. You got a 17-point lead. You think you've already won the bet? You haven't. A lot of things change in these games. Momentum swings are hard. Lots of live betting in this stuff. It's just, it's nuts. So let's hopefully we'll find some middles.
I think what we should do too, what's the first half in game right now that we're off and running? I'm expecting it to be brick central here. I could be wrong, but we're going to roll the dice on this. All right, first half total, 61.5 right now.
It's 2-0 for Texas Corpus Christi. What are they about? 2-2.
Oh, it's 2-2. 63.5. I'm going to do it. Yeah. Okay, we're in. We got Texas Southern money line. We got the under in the game. We got under in the first half here, but we got more on Texas Southern on the money line, and we'll adjust. We're off and running. And what do I have on this game now? Just to stumble out here. Not too bad. 250, 350, 550. Yeah. Stepping in here. 550 out of the heavy.
Big roller. You're like me at the blackjack table, Marenzi. High units.
No, and you know what? I'm with Strain. I'm like, don't go big.
No, don't. It's a long tournament. Like, you don't want to be sitting there going, because you know you're going to be having a hot streak, and there's a couple games that aren't going to go where you're at. We all know tournament time. It's, you said it. It's bowl season.
I'm already feeling like, I don't know if I should have put 550 on this game, but yeah, let's go.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's done.
All right, so let me just get this going here. We'll get to the 7. We got a lot of hockey, right, at 7?
Oh, I know. I got a lot of picks for you. I got some hockey picks for you all day, all night. Yeah.
That was a nice pick in the first period yesterday. Can we have another? Is there another one here? Let's see. What do we have here?
So, yes.
Ducks, Rangers.
There is.
Let's look at first periods, though, here, first 40 games. So Ducks, Rangers. Let me see first period lines. I don't really think not running to the window to go over 1.5 there.
Nope.
Coyotes, Canadians. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like, why overthink it, Ken? Yes. Right? Canadians can score now, too. All these little guys are flying around since Martin Caulfield's playing well now. Suzuki's buzzing around. Bad goaltending. Like, yeah. Let's go back to the well. Speaking of bad goaltending, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in action.
I like the Dallas Stars to win this game, Cam, tonight. I'm not betting the Dallas Stars. I'm gonna take the over 1.5 in the first period, and I'm gonna take the over in the hockey game. Leafs starting their rookie goaltender tonight, the kid who came in
relief. Okay, yeah. I like that.
Mrazek. Yeah, he's so bad. They had to see the guy in the outdoor game versus Buffalo. Like, the Leafs have, like, their goaltending's awful. So anyway, they're starting the kid. The kid might play well, actually, though.
I don't want to. Yeah,
no, he played well against Arizona. He didn't let in any goals. Remember, the goal.
I'm not taking the first period over in this game. The Leafs don't have that goon. Austin Matthews is playing tonight either. So he's out. Yeah. Two games.
What? The goon for
the goon? Yeah, Matthews, big goon.
Goon. Freddie Mercury with a stick.
Should have got one game. Should have got one game only.
He should have. I agree with you. It's actually kind of weird that he got two. Most another star player, they would have given him like a misconduct. Anyway, let's not get into it. I agree with you on the Arizona Montreal over. I think Dallas and Toronto could be over, though. I would not be surprised if the Leafs got a goal and Dallas got a goal. I could see like a 1-1 after the first period, Gabe. It's not a lot to ask, even though the kid's a rookie. He's obviously, you know, like their starter. Dallas can get.
He might pitch a shot. I don't feel it. The Canadians and Coyotes want to do. Yeah, Islanders and Capitals?
I think the Islanders could be a live dog tonight. No. Actually, 1.5.
Penguins and Preds, aren't they? Just off the top of my head, Cam, doesn't it seem like there's a lot of early goals with Penguin games? Either they're always up 2-0 or losing 2-0, it seems.
That's an 8 o'clock game, but yes. And another game that I think it'll happen in big time, I think Boston and Chicago. Chicago plays loose hockey, and Edmonton and Detroit has major potential for like 3 or 4 goals in the first period. That's the game I would attack. I'm not sure about the Devils in Vancouver. I like Vancouver to win tonight. And that's about it. maybe Colorado and the Kings, no opinion.
I just played the Canadiens Coyotes, guys, over 1.5. But as far as the games are concerned, so Ducks at Rangers, Rangers minus 182, total is 6. Yep. Pretty high price for the Rangers here, a little high.
Rangers in reg, Rangers in many round robin two game parlays. And I am going to take Gabe, the Rangers minus 1.5 plus 135 statement game. They haven't been playing well for Shesterkin. I think they lay a beating down on the Ducks tonight. I see the Rangers winning like 4-1, 5-1.
Georgiev in between the pipes tonight.
Oh, they're putting Georgiev in? That's good. He needs to play. No, 5.5 with Georgiev. Maybe the over in that game. Is that a sneaky over at 5.5? What do you think? No, I like the Rangers. Just give me the Rangers. I'm not screwing around with the total.
No, it's 6.
That's it.
It's 6.
6? Okay.
Yeah.
Pass.
You, Jay Berman?
Pass.
It's 6.
No. I'm just looking. I see you. Okay. 5.5, 6. You're sure. 5.5, 6. I see a 6. Okay. Anyway, next, Arizona, Montreal. No opinion. Probably would take the dime. Montreal, they came back and beat Philly their last game. I don't know.
Islanders and Capitals are next. Hit refresh on your FanDuel screen here, Cam. And
you're yelling at me like the coach. I'm not saying anything here. I'm just kind of doing my thing. Sorry,
Islanders and Capitals. Yeah.
Islanders and Capitals. Yeah. Islanders plus 134, worth a look tonight. Low total at 5.5. You're right.
Now the Capitals are gonna beat them.
I'm not. You know what? I got one for you. Islanders plus 1.5 with a Rangers parlay to plus 134. That's what I'm doing with this game. I think the Capitals, if they win in overtime. I don't think they blow them out. I'm going to parlay them to plus money with the Rangers.
I think the Rangers are vulnerable tonight.
Really? I don't. I think they beat the Ducks. The Ducks are kind of mailing it in recently. They haven't been very good. Rangers need to show up and put a good performance together. That's just my take.
I'm just going to pass. I do think Montreal will beat Arizona tonight.
I think Montreal beats Arizona.
I like Washington against the Islanders. That's it. Okay. So three hockey picks for me. Over 1.5 in the first period. Over 1.5 first period. Montreal and Arizona. Montreal to beat Arizona. And the Washington Capitals to beat the New York Islanders. Three hockey picks for me. That's what I got, Kim.
Rangers in reg, minus 1.5. Rangers parlayed with the Islanders plus 1.5. Montreal Canadiens money line. Toronto Maple Leafs money line. Those are the early games. Done. Play for the kids.
And speaking of early games, 11-5, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. 11-5, and it's on pace to go over. I don't like that. In-game total is 139.5.
You'll find your way. You know what? Wait it out. Hope they keep on getting hot, and then you come back to it and get a nice number on the under. They'll slow down. Trust me. It's actually the opposite of what was supposed to happen.
Too late, but...
Bet it again.
I'm not panicked. It's 11-5. It's a couple of shots, whatever. Yeah. These teams, whatever. I'll have time to adjust after. Except that's the thing. That's the problem, though, when you start like firing off these big units is... You get to adjust after, but then next thing you know, you've got $1,000 or $1,500 on the game, right? And then it's out of control because you're like, oh, boy, now I got to come back on this and, you know, with that. And then, you know, it is a Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Texas Southern game. It's not exactly the stone-cold Steve Austin lock of the century. USC Upstate and App State are playing right now, too. Got a lot of college basketball going on. But what about NBA? 7 o'clock NBA, man, the NBA props last night were awesome. Just like 7-1 or something like that.
Oh man, we just went the Siakam train over points, over rebounds, over assists, Raptors winning, Raptors covering. Yeah, it was a good night, man. I was a real happy guy last night. Things worked out
well. We had not just the Raptor game, like basically every prop we gave you guys last night in the NBA hit. Even in-game props hit. The NBA in-game props are very interesting. You got to be watching a game, though, right? You can't just you got to be following the flow of the game. Brooklyn Nets are laying 10 in Orlando tonight. Total is 231.5. Coach James Young will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on this. Orlando have been a covering machine at home.
Yeah,
and it is double digits. You know, you get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, though, coming at you tonight. Kevin Durant is 28.5. Kyrie Irving is 25.5. Wendell Carter is 16.5. He's been on absolute fire for the Orlando Magic as of late. Wagner has cooled off. He's at 14.5. Carter's a big-time play, Cam. Wendell Carter Jr.
Yep. Just to reference Gabe quickly with
this
hockey.
This kid's been
again,
a double machine.
I'm going to go double units on your Montreal Canadiens tonight. Do you know the Arizona Coyotes have played like a million games in the last few? I'm thinking about it. They just played the Leafs. They played the Ottawa Senators last night. They're in Montreal. Like, they're going to run out of gas. I'm making the Montreal Canadiens. Like, I know it's crazy. People looking for a dog. I'm smashing the Canadiens tonight. Like, I'm going hard the way you're going on these college games. I'm in.
All right. So, as I was saying, Wendell Carter Jr., Orlando Magic. Over 16.5. He's gone over 16.5 in five of their last seven games. And we know the Brooklyn Nets aren't exactly defensive stalwarts. There's going to be a ton of points in this game. It's just shot. So get a piece of the Orlando Magic's Wendell Carter Jr. over 16.5. Durant probably goes off, but I don't know. The game could be a blowout. I don't know. The Wendell Carter 16.5 catches my eye. Kyrie Irving is probably worth a look, but we'll hit it on.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, the kid on Texas Southern just hit the side of the backboard. He did get fouled on the shot, but you don't often see that. Like, the ball hit the side of it, like, boom. Like, it was that off. That's what you get when you bet the first four games. All right, so yep. Action coming up. We got a lot of action coming up here. So we're going to Vanderbilt money line to beat Belmont. Give me Vanderbilt money line, Cam. Give me Belmont and Vanderbilt over the buck 48. Give me Princeton plus 8 at VCU. Wendell Carter Jr. over 16.5 points scored. Montreal Canadiens Coyotes over 1.5 in the first period. Montreal Canadiens to win the hockey game. And the Washington Capitals to beat the New York Islanders. That's my early action.
I like it. Montreal Canadiens over Arizona. Agreed. I'm going to take the shot with the Toronto Maple Leafs to snap their skid tonight. Juice is low now, and everyone's betting Dallas. I kind of like that. I will take the over with you, 1.5 in Arizona, Montreal, Rangers in reg and in parlays. I like the Rangers to beat the Ducks tonight. I'm going to have a small sprinkle on the Islanders. That's the only game we disagree on. Basketball action, NBA. We didn't get, I know you gave the props out, Gabe. I'm taking a shot with the Indiana Pacers, plus 7 against the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. That is my early dog. I think Brooklyn takes care of Orlando, so Orlando won't make the plus 10 spread card tonight.
You're going to pass on the Magic tonight, huh?
Yeah,
no Magic show. David Copperfield's off tonight.
David Copperfield needs a day off. He's taking his lady out for a steak tonight. No Orlando Magic tonight. They've been great. I know we cut the girl in half successfully. You know, I'm pulling sheets out of my hat, rabbits, everything. They've been great. But you know what, Gabe? Magic show closed tonight. I'm going drinking.
The Bad Boys, Motor City Bad Boys in action tonight, getting two touchdowns.
I know. It's so tempting.
I'm taking the Pistons. Taking the Pistons.
Yeah. You know I what? Bet worse. I'm gonna have to. I
got money on Princeton. I got money on Princeton. Yeah, right now. If I'm betting on Princeton, I can bet on the Pistons.
And actually, you have money on Texas Southern too.
I got $550 on a Texas Southern Corpus Christi game. Yeah. I think I could. Yeah, I'll find room for the Detroit Pistons.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.